From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener. Hassan Elahi is an interdisciplinary media artist. Sometimes he's called a photographer, and sometimes a privacy artist. Privacy is the subject of a lot of his art. He posts images of his locations online. The project started after he began reporting his own whereabouts to the FBI. For the last few weeks, Hassan Elahi has been an artist in residence here at the studios of Key West. I sat down with him recently to talk about his work. So what happened with the FBI to send you into the whole privacy realm?
So it all started shortly after 9/11 when I was erroneously reported as a terrorist, or I should say terrorist suspect. And the authorities received a call that an Arab man had fled who was hoarding explosives on September 12th. Never mind there were no explosives, never mind it wasn't the 12th, never mind, I mean, I had nothing other than just, you know, pack rat material that I keep. The FBI agent that initially interrogated me realized I was harmless. Otherwise, he wouldn't let me go home. Otherwise, I would have ended up in Gitmo. And 6 months later, everything was finally cleared, or as cleared as one can be of these things.
Did they ask you to tell them when you would be traveling, or was that your idea?
Oh, no, that was a preemptive action on my part. It was like, hey, guys, don't want to look like I'm raising any red flags or I'm running off somewhere. Just want to let you guys know this is what I'm doing. Things like I'd give them travel tips, bars to go hang out in, things like that. It was civil. It was always, you know, thank you. Be safe. They weren't angry or, you know, it's not that – the FBI doesn't operate like what you see on the TV.
Did you conceive of this from the beginning as a kind of art project?
Absolutely not. I mean, at the beginning, it was like, how do I keep myself from not getting looped up in this whole mess again? I think artists react to things differently. And now it's just snowballed into this massive project of over 14 years now, going on 15. So there's years and years and years of data. Tens of thousands of images. I basically timestamp my life every few moments. So if we were to go on the website right now, you would see me in this building right here. We wouldn't see you. You'd just get this very generic photo of this building. But if you know this building and you know that there's this bookstore underneath, you know it could only be this spot. So the images are incredibly general and vague, but then they're incredibly hyper-specific to that one location. So they become about documenting geography, and they become about documenting significant locations that are completely insignificant other than, hey, I'm just checking in from here.
These days, we're all constantly reporting ourselves, posting on social media, you know, what we're eating, what we're doing, where we are. Are we dumb to do that?
14 years ago when I started this project, people thought I was crazy. Why in the world would you want to give everybody photos of where you're at with maps and how to get there? And now when I show the project and some people will look at it and go, I don't get it. This just looks like Instagram. What's the big deal? This isn't an art. I think it's just a matter of time before everything is archived and everything is out there. So it's not necessarily a matter of good or bad. It's not a matter of whether this is smart or stupid. I think this is just a matter of these are changing cultural norms, and we're not going to be able to apply these rules that we thought of privacy from decades before to today and tomorrow.
The project you're working on now is called Manifest Destiny. What's that about?
Actually, it's an interesting loop because it goes out to the Western exploratory painters, and then that loops back into the Northeast Hudson River School painters, these gorgeous grand vistas. A lot of what I'm thinking about is this expansion of not just of the normalization of surveillance, but also expansion in terms of geography.
And how does being in Key West inform that?
Well, here, quite literally in the geographic edge. I mean, I'm at the edge of the country. And I love these places. I grew up in Coney Island on the edge of New York City. You know, you do feel, especially coming down Highway 1, you're thinking, this is really, we're going to the edge of the earth. And in a lot of ways, we kind of are in this other world over here. And you could sense that. I mean, culturally, geographically, it is a completely separate world on its own.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You can see a link to Hassan Elahi's Tracking Transients project at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener.